This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This month, the president signed the first bill specifically designed to regulate information on the internet. The Communications Decency Act, a statute within the new telecommunications law, makes it a federal crime to knowingly transmit indecent information to minors on the internet. The penalty is up to 2 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. Supporters of this new act hail it as a way to restrict our children's access to offensive sexual material. Opponents point out that transmitting obscene material such as child pornography is already against the law. They argue that outlawing indecent material on the internet, for instance what we commonly refer to as the seven dirty words, is unconstitutional and that regulating speech is antithetical to what the internet represents. We'll be hearing from both sides on today's show, and from the manufacturer of software that enables parents themselves to regulate their children's access to the net. First, our cyber commentator Stephen Levy, who covers the computer world for Newsweek, has an overview of the story. I asked him to explain why this is such a significant issue in cyberspace.
Well, you have to realize the internet has been going on pretty much as an unregulated phenomenon. And some people think that's the real strength of it. This is the success story of the 20th century where out of nowhere people have built this amazing communications medium. The question is, do there need to be restraints on what happens there? Is this free-for-all too much? Now, some people are really concerned about what they call cyber porn and bad pictures being sent over there. Some people talk about child pornography. And other people just feel that the level of discourse is excessive. So I think the attempt to regulate that has clashed with what some people think is the First Amendment right to free expression. They feel the internet is a perfect example of how people can engage in a marketplace of free ideas. And they think that the Communications Decency Act stops that pretty much cold.
How do the sides break down on this act, and where is the battle being fought?
Well, the people for it, I guess, are the folks who are associated in some part with the Christian right, with, quote, family values. And the Congress, I think, believes that most Americans want to see some sort of restraint on speech on the internet because they voted for it so overwhelmingly. Opposed to it are the civil rights people, civil liberties groups, and anyone who pretty much is involved in the internet. You see universal contempt for this law on the postings on the internet.
What are the questions people have now about how this new legislation will be applied and enforced?
Well, that is really the big question. Some people say that, you know, uttering one single expletive on the internet, whether on a bulletin board or a piece of email that someone forwards or something appearing on your web page, John Updike, for instance, including a word in one of his short stories and posting it to the web page, could bring you 2 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. And it's not clear really whether that's the case or not. It seems a little unlikely. But the way the law reads, it's possible. So I think that we really don't know how it will be interpreted. I think one key phrase in there is whether you make things available to a minor when you post what is known as indecent speech. Well, on the internet, it's not clear, again, what that means. Are you protected if you put a disclaimer in front of your posting or on your webpage saying, hey, if you're under 18, don't read this? Or do you have to take other measures? Some of the online services are specifically protected if they take certain measures to protect their users. And CompuServe, for instance, is using some screening software that's available to parents, and they have certain safeguards built in that they feel pretty confident is going to protect them, because there were some things written specifically in this law to make sure that internet access providers, the people who give you the wires to get on the internet, or the online services, won't be responsible for every single word published by their users.
Is there now something we could call a cyber lobby?
Well, I think there is. Unfortunately, it's just for them. They're just really learning the ropes, and they haven't, had the heritage of access to power, of fundraising, the other aspects that telecommunications industry had in jiggering this bill to get what they want. The broadcast industry, the cable industry, the phone industries got pretty much what they wanted from this bill, yet the internet only got this form of regulation. So I've been talking to some of the people in that budding internet lobby, and they say to each other, well, this is a wake-up call. We have to do better here.
Stephen Levy writes about computers and technology for Newsweek.